This is Spoken Gospel. We're dedicated to seeing Jesus in all of Scripture. In each episode, we see what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and His gospel. Let's jump in. God is in control. God is faithful. These two truths jump off the page in all three of the stories that we find in this passage. In the first story, Abram and his nephew Lot are in a predicament. Their large herds of livestock cannot live in the same area, so Abram gives up his right to choose and lets Lot pick. Without Abram even picking, God secures for him the land he promised. In the second story, Lot's land is attacked by an allied group of several rival kingdoms, and as a result, his family and goods are plundered. But Abram, with just 318 men, manages to drive out the attackers and rescue Lot, his family, and all his possessions. How was Abram able to do this? We learn that it was God who gave him the victory. In the final story, Abram is blessed by a man named Melchizedek, who is both a king and a priest. In response, Abram gives a tenth of everything he had to Melchizedek. Interrupting this scene, the king of Sodom tries to bless Abram by giving him the plunder from the battle. Abram refuses, saying that he does not want to give anyone the ability to say, "I made Abram rich." But even though Abram refused physical goods, gave a tenth of what he did have, God still blessed him. That's because God is in control and God is faithful. God's control and faithfulness reached their heights in Jesus. Abram seemingly had no choice in which piece of land he would inherit. His land was selected by a process of elimination, yet this was a blessing to him. It was where God wanted him to be. This is good news to those of us who know Jesus. No matter where we are, either by choice or what seems to be happenstance, we are not too far from God's reach. All along, He is setting our steps to bring us to the place He wants us to be. Like Abram's small army, Jesus beat the biggest enemy of sin and death through the weakest of all tactics, laying his life down on a cross. That is because even the weakness of God is stronger than the strength of men. Lastly, the story of Melchizedek is also about Jesus. Melchizedek had no recorded genealogy or death. It's almost as if he was symbolically eternal. But what Melchizedek resembled, Jesus actually is an eternal priest. And like Abram, we cannot be bought for all the riches of this world. For the plunder Jesus earned for us in his death and resurrection is a greater treasure than anything found on earth. I pray that the Holy Spirit would give you eyes to see the God who is in control of all circumstances and brings everything together to be faithful to his promises. And may you see Jesus as the King who died in order to be our priest forever. Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible, a Spoken Gospel podcast. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. For more information or to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.